This is Bronwyn Malden with the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and Radio IMCLA, reporting from Santa Monica, where a protest at the campaign offices of pretender to the governor's mansion, Arnold Schwarzenegger, took place on Friday, October 3rd. Hundreds of people lined both sides of 4th Street for several hours Friday evening, shouting, "Flush Arnold, not women," and "Hasta la vista, Arnold." There were code pinkers in their signature pink togs, Green Party members, centrist Democrats, and others who learned about the event from MoveOn.org. People from all walks of Southern California life joined together in their common goals of saving California and our nation's democratic system. I talked to several of them about how they plan to vote on Tuesday.
My name is Patrick Ramsey. I live in Topanga Canyon. I'm a small business owner. And I'm going to vote no on the recall, and I'm going to vote for Bustamante. If there was a section that I could vote no for Arnold, I would do that. I think this is a very dangerous time in this country. I think Arnold is just the tip of the iceberg. I think Prop 54 is part and parcel of the same thing. I'm also going to vote no against Prop 54. I think it is telling that they use the terminology that they use to try to confuse the people, and I think it's all part of the same thing.
My name is Teresa Oseguera, and my sign says, Pinchy Bush, Marrano. I'm from East L.A., and I'm an angry, liberal woman from East Los Angeles. No on the recall, no on the Republican coup against democracy.
I
know I'm voting no, and I most likely will go with Bustamante. I find that the fact that Davis committed no crime, and if California votes in a man who has a dubious sexually criminal past, is an outrage. I hope I could have more faith in the people of California. Absolutely not. That's a given. No way.
My name's Eddie Rios. I'm voting no on the recall because, you know, it's just unjust of that recalling a governor that was elected on a democratic process correctly, you know. And if there's more reason to recall Bush or impeach Bush, then there's Governor Davis. And part of the state deficit and the problems is due to the president, due to what's happening in the White House. A recall is just something done by big money, the Republicans and so forth. I'm voting for Bustamante because if I vote for another politician, unfortunately, my vote might give more power to Arnold. So that's what I'm voting. Of course, I'm voting no on Proposition 54.
Hi, I'm Linda Piera Avila from Santa Monica, California. I'm a physical therapist. I'm voting no on the recall on Tuesday. For various reasons. One, I think it would set a bad precedent for the future for our state. I think it would engender instability in state government. And it would indirectly, pragmatically, it would help Arnold get in. I don't want to see Arnold get in. And I also am concerned about certain land acquisitions that are in progress right now. And I, very pragmatically speaking, I don't want to see those land acquisitions jeopardized because of this circus. That being said, not that I'm happy with Davis. He has been very anti-environmental. He has refused to honor his pledge to not cut down old-growth redwoods, which is a big issue for me, among other environmental issues, that he's been in the pockets of corporations, as bad as the Republicans. Okay, that being said, my replacement candidate choice is Peter Camejo of the Green Party, who does stand for environmental issues, social justice, grassroots democracy, gender equality, living wage, a fair tax, alternative energy, sustainable economy, etc. He has a lot of integrity, he has intelligence, he has the ideas for solutions that will get us out of the problems that we are facing. So I'm going to vote my conscience and vote for Peter Camejo on Tuesday. Now the ballot, the other propositions, Prop 53, I'm voting no on. I think it's micromanaging infrastructure. And most importantly, I think anything else on the ballot, actually, although the recall is getting so much attention, is Prop 54. And I am vehemently, strongly anti-Prop 54, especially as a health care provider. I think that it would jeopardize public health of people in the state. It would not provide a paper trail when there are cases of discrimination and when hate crimes are being committed. There would be no way to verify that it was a hate crime based on race. The paper trail would disappear. Public health programs, outreach programs would be jeopardized. Lives might be lost because of this.
I'm Ben Wolf. I'm a Kiowa. I'm from Oklahoma originally, but I've lived out here for a little over 16 years. I came actually originally to the protest for the Native Americans at City Hall, and it was in support of the Native Americans and the fact that Mr. Arnold does not have his facts straight and that he doesn't realize the employment, the health, the taxes. He just doesn't realize how much the casinos have done for this state and are doing for this whole country in general. But I came to support the tribes from this state, and they do help programs like the ones I work for in Long Beach, Fair House Outreach. And then they said that there was a protest against Arnold on behalf of the women, and we were watching that in the news, at the comments that he made about women, and I thought, God, you know, it's really crazy, because women are the backbone of all families. They are the bearer of life, and in our traditions and our culture, they hold that right. You respect them, you know. You don't disrespect them. They're your mothers, your grandmothers, your sisters, you know. And so you have a respect for them. But all too often, it goes, you know, unheard when things such as sexual abuse happens or sexual assault happens. You know, people get afraid, especially when you have a name behind it. You can get away with anything. I personally believe that he needs to become a registered sex offender.
Many California voters have been confused by the convoluted twists and turns in the run-up to this special election. Californians will be voting on four different items Tuesday. First, whether or not to recall Governor Gray Davis. Second, who should become governor if the recall succeeds. Third is Proposition 54, which would ban all government agencies from collecting any data on race. And fourth, Proposition 53, which would set aside a share of state funds for infrastructure improvements without increasing state funding for them.
One side says if Arnold wins, women lose. Flush Arnold, not women. The other side says don't let the scum rise to the top, vote no recall. And by that I mean that he has a very scummy attitude towards women, and I don't want him to rise to the top. I don't want him to be the governor of such a powerful state, particularly because he's not qualified to be governor. Just because you have money and just because you have personal power doesn't mean that you should be able to have political power. I'm voting for Chris Bustamante. I don't really want to vote. I want to vote no on the recall, and that's it. And if Davis were allowed to be listed, I would actually vote for him, not because I'm a great lover of Davis, but because I feel like it's an illegitimate election. I feel like he won fairly and squarely, and the Republicans were angry about that, and you know, now they're trying to recall him, and I think the recall is being used in a way that it wasn't intended to be used.
My name is Gloria Leisure. I just defined governor and predator, and I have, of course, our governor. Under governor and predator, we have Arnold's picture. I vote no on the recall, and I've defined what both mean. Predator, any animal that lives by preying on other animals. Governor, the chief executive of a state in the United States. So vote no on the recall.
No matter what the results, the morning after the election, the state budget will still be some $38 billion in the hole, and federal policies that are draining tax dollars from the states to pay for an unpopular war in Iraq will still be in place. Moreover, the vast majority of California's elected officials will still be Democrats, including the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Superintendent of Public Instruction, and majorities in both the State Assembly and the Senate.
Reggie Scott, I'm very much opposed to Schwarzenegger being foisted on us by the Republicans. I do not think that this election is a valid election. You know, and if by some horrible stroke of madness Schwarzenegger gets in, let me be the first one to lead the recall against him, because that'll just not only point out how ludicrous the entire process is, but I think it's only fair because a very small percentage of people will once again be allowed to foist their will upon the voters of California. Gray Davis is not, like, my favorite governor. You know, I don't think he's liberal enough, frankly. I think he does a lot of things wrong, but he was elected in 2002, and he deserves a chance to serve out his term, and that's what democracy really is all about to me.
Well, my name is Donna, and I live in Silver Lake. Actually, I live in Virgil Village, which nobody knows. But the sign says, Arnold, you're giving me nightmares. The idea that somebody with as few brain cells as Arnold has amazes me that the public would even consider him for a job as important as governor of California. I think that we're being conned, and I think it's really sad that the media has given them so much attention and has not given any attention to intelligent people when they have something to say about what they want to do for our governorship. I think that the whole election is a con, and I feel very sad about it, and I am having nightmares about it. I'm very concerned. This is the beginning of a long fight.
So you're voting no on the recall on Tuesday, I
absolutely.
Assume. And
absolutely.
Do you know who you're voting for, so in case it passes?
Because of Arnold, I'm voting for Bustamante, but I would like Camejo.
And how about on Prop 54?
Absolutely no. And absolutely no on 53. Because it's racist and it's again a con. And I think that the California people are being duped by the whole process. You know, I work for LA Unified Schools, and I work with 11,000 children a year, and I know that these statistics are important, and we need to continue using them.
Polling places in LA County will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. Under state law, all employers are required to give their employees up to 2 hours of paid time off to allow them to vote if they cannot vote outside of work hours. Many people will be voting at new polling places in this special election, and many fewer polling places will be open than during regularly scheduled elections. It has been estimated that this election will cost the state between $53 and $66 million to administer. It will cost LA County alone $12 to $15
million.
From Santa Monica, California, this is the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and Radio IMCLA.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Keep the predator away. Hey, hey, what do you say? Keep the predator away. Hey, hey, what do you say? Keep the predator away.